Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, so with the NBA trade deadline about 24 hours away, a couple of mega deals have taken place, and an NBA Hall of Famer has been downgraded to doubtful tonight, sparking rumors he will be dealt. We're going to have a little fun. Give me John Tesh live.
Give me that remix, because we have some remix ideas here for the trade deadline, including what you said. We'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
Let's start with a trade that already happened. The Bucks traded Chris Middleton to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma, and according to reports that just came out, Washington intends to keep Middleton. So no buyout, no 13 thing. So
if I'm Middleton, I retire. I'd pull a Gronk to the Lions. You go from playing in Milwaukee and winning, and you've just been traded to the biggest hellhole in the league. I go ahead and keep him. Good luck. That's not going to make you look good with anybody. I don't understand deals like this. I mean, Kuzma's score doesn't provide much else. Is that really a difference maker to you in Milwaukee? That's a big whatever to me. You tell me.
No, that was, it seemed almost like a move to make a move. Like you.
Somebody was bored at the trade machine.
Yeah, like we need to do something. And that was a do something type of a move. So no, doesn't move the needle.
So let's get to the big one here, because there are a lot of layers here. There are other teams involved here, and it's Kevin Durant. But we have to start with the Warriors first, because yes, they are in talks with the Suns, trying to get Kevin Durant. They feel like they're getting the runaround, however. Like they're not getting the full truth on if he's available. What they want, it's a lot going on here. But according to Sam Amick of The Athletic, they may be willing to trade Draymond Green to get a star.
Yeah, good luck. Is it Draymond from 2018?
Yeah.
Look, here's the other thing. It's no secret what the Suns want. The Suns want Jimmy Butler. Well, the Warriors can't facilitate that. So it would have to be, and Windhorst talked about this briefly this morning, it would have to be a four-team trade. Windy was doing one of these with his little meme thing. And it gets to a point where it goes, I tell you what, I can't wrap my mind around this. Wake me up if it happens. But Durant is doubtful tonight in OKC. I mean, look, man, the other one that Golden State really wants is Zion.
So give me the deal again, David.
Well, the Warriors are willing to give up Draymond Green, but again, they feel like they're getting the runaround, because there's also a report that the Suns want to keep Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then try to get Jimmy Butler. So there's a lot here with the Suns.
And remember, they've tried to move Beal, but Beal's got the only no-trade clause in the league.
Right.
Look, it's...
No, because I was just like, oh, wait, because if Kevin Durant goes back to Golden State, but Draymond is gone, oh, that's
But that's
right.
where another team has to get
they
thrown
They fell
in the
out
mix.
On the court.
But does Draymond fit Heat culture?
Yeah.
Look, it's going to have to be a 3-4 or dare I say 5-team deal. That's the only way to facilitate it. Now, it'd be different if Jimmy Butler wasn't such a bleep hole. Okay, all of a sudden, if you told me it was Durant for Butler, then you would have a mutual swap and it would make some sense. But that's not been what's reported.
And then there's issues with that. And then there's also issues with Bradley Beal, where he's not going to accept just getting traded anywhere. There's so many layers
How
here of guys
Bradley
that don't
Beal
want.
How did Bradley Beal gain this power? Guy hasn't won a thing since high school. This guy's got an ironclad no trade. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, good agent.
Great agent. It's crazy. So then let me just get down to this here, because the Knicks are talking about Kevin Durant. The Rockets are talking about Kevin Durant. The Warriors are talking about Kevin Durant.
The Rockets are the one.
Yeah.
The Rockets can facilitate it, whether it's capital, young assets, and it's time to win. The Rockets would be the move. Anytime you hear Durant, you're hearing Golden State.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're the Rockets, do you dare?
No.
You say no.
I say no because you went from the bottom and now you're one of the better teams. I look at the Durant history. He kills teams. No.
Does he? Because they're looking for a veteran to take him to the next level. He takes teams to the championship.
Rico, by the way, this is a verbal medium. Rico is giving David the dirtiest look ever if you're driving around.
No. Yes, the Warriors. And then they did.
And then he has other players with him. Yeah. So
I'm most fascinated with Durant's legacy, but that's not a part of the Blazers.
No, but let's set it in stone, though.
Nets championships.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Well, let's set it in stone. Not going to hold you to it. Not a receipt. Will he get traded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? Because I want something interesting on a Wednesday night. Yes. I need Zion traded. I need Zion on a playoff team. I got to just see it. Come on.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers are looking good in the East.
Are they?
Reportedly, they're showing interest in DeAndre Hunter. According to Cleveland.com's Chris Fetter, talks between the Cavs and the Hawks regarding Hunter have focused on the veteran Caris LeVert going to Atlanta in return.
Atlanta would have to attach some picks here. Cleveland would have to attach picks. Look, DeAndre Hunter's had a very nice resurgence career-wise. Two-way player. Mm-hmm. He guards, shoot the three. But the Cavs, listen, last night's a preview of their future, David. They're cute. They're fun. They're just a better version of the Pistons. They're beating the hell out of the East where no one's any good. When the Cavs get in the playoffs and they face a real team, they're going to get aced out, just like they did last night against the Celtics. I'm sorry. It's just what it is. I don't make the rules.
No.
So let's move over to Denver here. They are a team that's always up there because of who they have in Nikola Jokic. But they're looking to add bench for them. They need an upgrade on the bench. And it's looking like they'll have to trade Michael Porter Jr. That's the only most valuable asset they have. Yeah. What can they get for Michael Porter Jr.? $35 million.
Look, they paid him. They took a bet on him at the draft when he had, Quasimodo's spine.
Yeah.
It worked. He turned into a really nice player. David, the NBA this week has really flipped values because of the Luka thing. So I have no way to guess, and I'm not afraid to
say
it.
It's just they have no one else. They have Jamal Murray, where they're probably not going to trade him. They have Aaron Gordon, probably not going to trade him. That's the most valuable asset. The next guy they have is Zing Naji, who's making $8 million. You can't get much for that.
No, so at this point, you're hoping that either you can find a team that just needs that one extra piece,
And what are you getting?
Probably nothing.
See, that doesn't
second round picks and trash off the bench.
No thanks.
You mentioned Zion Williamson. Well, another name in New Orleans is Brandon Ingram. Nope, not CJ. Brandon Ingram. The Pelicans have discussed Ingram with Toronto and Atlanta. Toronto?
Listen, he's due a huge contract. Pelicans don't want to give it to him. Anyone who signs him, you got to give him a contract. And availability is an issue. Is he an all-star caliber guy? Sure. But he's frail, and he's up and down shooting-wise from deep. I think McCollum is a much better bet. I mean, that is a locker room plus. That's a veteran leader. That's a scorer. Mm-hmm. He's a pro. You never question effort or availability. And McCollum's only got 1 year left on his deal. If I am a playoff caliber team, I'm looking at finding a way. Get C.J. McCollum in my locker room. You know where McCollum would be nice? Right here. All jokes aside, McCollum would replace Jaden Ivey. And you only got him for one more year. Mm. McCollum would be very nice as a Piston. And I'm not just saying that because we do radio in Detroit. There's a need.
You're right. Ball handler can take some pressure off of Cade.
Right? Like you could you take Tobias and some picks?
Bye-bye Tobias.
But I'm saying from a salary standpoint, you have cap space. You're one of the only teams in the league that can take on money. You know, Tobias, maybe a young asset and a pick.
And from everything I'm hearing, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but yes, the Pistons traded for KJ Martin, but it has not become official. So some people are believing it could be sent somewhere else.
Good.
Maybe.
And where did Trajan Langdon come from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Doesn't he know CJ?
Yes.
Yep. So I'm just not because we're here.
No. It makes sense.
I would much rather have McCollum than I would Brandon Ingram, based on culture, professionalism, availability, and he is a direct replacement to Ivy. Now the pressure's off where Ivy blew out his hips. I mean, that's a bit of an issue. Broke his leg, whatever the hell he did. I'll be quiet. CJ McCollum would be intriguing.
You're exactly right, and that is our NBA Fast Break.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.